Joining me on Alt 105.3 live from Disneyland is Justin Rapp. And Justin is currently my favorite person because we're going to talk about food at Disneyland during the holidays and California Adventure. I basically ate my face off yesterday. We went through and ate. We had the El Pastor non-taco. This is over California Adventure. We had so many treats here in Disneyland where I'm broadcasting from right now. I even had like margaritas, like festive holiday margaritas. Are you behind all of this creativity?
No, there is so many genius cast members creating all this deliciousness over there at Disney California Adventure Park. There's literally so much to eat. Like, you can just, like, one of my favorite things to do in the park right now is literally you walk into the park, you know, you grab something at one of the little marketplaces, you keep walking, check something out, grab something else. By the end of the day, you've had, like, a complete meal from, like, all these different traditions and cultures that we're celebrating during the Festival of Holidays. It is absolutely incredible.
Well, that's what I thought was really great was that so many cultures, every culture seems like to be represented with the holidays. It's not just their traditional American fare, which is delicious, but you get to really experience, like I said, like that El Pastor non-taco. I was like, where else would I be able to get something like this? And I kid you not, because we went and bought a bunch of different snacks and we all shared them so we could all try a little bit of everything. But after I got that taco, because I'd had my eye on it all day, I said, this is the greatest thing I have eaten all day long. I wanted like three more of them. And then we had the churro Yule log. God, I could go on and on. What's your, if you could only eat one item, or two, I'll let you pick two.
Oh,
your two favorite
items
from the holiday experience.
So I'm a big macaroni and cheese fan.
Did
you try that with the holiday
the stuffing?
Oh my God. I mean, like, you want to talk about delicious. Like, I could just, give me all of
yes.
it. Like, I just want, it's so good. But then also, I'm a big fan of sliders. So you got to go down a winter slider land.
We didn't do that one yet.
Oh, there's got a fried turkey slider on a roll. It's so good. Like, so, like, a lot of great things to do. So you grab a bite to eat, and then you go check out a show, right? And did you get a chance to see Mickey's Happy Holidays?
Yes,
it's brand new this year. So, I mean, you want to come to Disneyland Resort, you want to catch Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and, you know, Goofy. But then also, you see characters that you don't see that often, like Clarabelle the cow or the country bears are there, right? And they all got the festive attire on. The holiday toy drummers are out there, and they're having a good time. And you want to, like, dance and clap along. So that's brand new this year, so you got to check that out. So you grab a bite to eat, check out one of the entertainment offerings, either that or Disney Viva Navidad, whatever it is, then catch, you know, World of Color Season of Light at the end of the night, and you've had a fun-filled day. So.
You know what? That's interesting that you bring that up, because as we were eating the food and looking at it, I'm like, they add an element of holiday flair to every food item and every character and every experience. It's like 180 degrees or 360 degrees of holiday integration. I mean, when I was eating that little churro, it had like a little piece of holly on it. And like even the decorations, you just feel like you're immersed in the holiday season. It's not just Christmas, you know, whether you celebrate Christmas or other traditions around the holiday, everything caters to all the different cultures, and that's why you can come to Disneyland and feel like you're right at home, essentially, for the holidays, but also in this magical experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what the holidays are all about, especially the Festival of Holidays or Disney California Adventure Park. So, you know, check that out. You got now until January 6th, so
yes,
come on down.
Get here before January 6th. I highly recommend it. And you know what? Spend like 2 days here, because there's way too much food to try and eat it all in one day.
And that's all just, and that's just in one park. You still got Disneyland side as well, so you got to come over to Disneyland and see all the other holiday stuff.
I haven't really pigged out at Disneyland. I did most of my eating at California Adventure yesterday. So what is the first thing I should eat here at Disneyland?
Oh my, you know, I'm a very classic person. So like one of my favorite things to do is you go down to the Jolly Holiday right there on Main Street, like right before, you know, Believe in Holiday Magic, the fireworks begin, and you grab like, you know, a coffee and, you know, you pick one of the treats out there and you're like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. And you go and you enjoy it. And just, I don't know, for me, that's the holiday season, right? It's all the decorations, all the decor, both here at Disneyland, Disney California Adventure Park, spend time with your friends, spend time with your families, with good food and all that. And that, to me, that makes the holiday season.
Is part of your job requirement to try all the food?
I wish it was. If that was my job, I'd be so happy. But I will say, I work here, obviously, at Disneyland Resort, but I'm also a huge Disney fan. So I know when my parents come in, what we're going to do is we're going to go right over to Disney California Adventure Park. We're going to start at that first marketplace and just go each marketplace and pick something up. That's a family tradition for us, right? And it's just a great way to kind of experience all the food offerings we have to offer in small little, you know, bite-sized pieces, so we can all share it, and it's just great.
Because I was, if you said yes that I have to try all the food, I was going to beg you to be your assistant, just follow behind you, and so I get to try everything. But there's not enough hours in the day to try all of it. But
there is. I mean, seriously, every holiday season, I try to eat as much as I possibly can, experience everything I possibly can, and you can't get around to everything because there's just so much. But it's all so amazing. It's just incredible.
Well, not to mention the beer I had yesterday at California Adventure. I had a beer flight. Like, how cool is that? I mean, it's not just great food, but you can enjoy a cocktail and some beers as well.
Great libations. Yeah. You know, they're really something for everyone. So Absolutely. No matter what you're looking for, you'll be able to celebrate the holidays here.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for shedding some light on the amazing food options, even though I've pretty much eaten my way through the park already. We're going to continue it today. It's DK for Alt 105.3.